From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. It's often said that the most important tool that a law enforcement officer has is not a badge or a gun, it's trust. Trust from the community that those sworn to uphold the law are honest brokers of the truth. Well, right now in Deschutes County, the truth, at least coming from the sheriff himself, has been called into question numerous times. Today on the show, you'll hear from two reporters who've been covering the falsehoods and lies that have caught up Sheriff Kent Vanderkamp. First, a conversation with the Bend Bulletin about the history of lies, and then you'll hear from my colleague at OPB about how the sheriff's actions might imperil legal cases going forward. To say it's a mess is an understatement, and we'll bring you those reports next on Oregon on the Record. Sheriff Kent Vanderkamp was elected sheriff of Deschutes County with 60% of the vote and was seen as a popular reformer to an embattled department. Now, he's in real jeopardy of becoming a massive distraction to that department with lies uncovered over decades of service. We begin with a report from Central Oregon's paper of record, the Bend Bulletin. Morgan Owen, the crime and public safety reporter for the Bulletin out of Bend, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have sort of heard about this, but I want to give you the opportunity to really explain to the audience, you know, give us this overview of what's been happening with the Deschutes County Sheriff.
Yeah, so to really understand the full picture of what's happening right now with the Deschutes County Sheriff, we actually need to backtrack a little bit to before the election.
Okay.
So Vanderkamp ran on a platform that he was going to return transparency to the sheriff's office, and ultimately he won the election. But that was not before it came out that he had omitted information about having previous experience with the La Mesa Police Department in California. And when all of that came out, it also came out that he was separated from that law enforcement agency. At the time, he was a volunteer deputy, so he wasn't actually being paid by that office. Because he had lied about having a speed gun certification. Now that happened almost 30 years ago in 1997, but the campaign for both Vanderkamp and Captain William Bailey, there was a lot of muckraking that was happening. So it really moved to the forefront of conversation, even though it did happen a really long time ago. Okay. Even with that said, voters decided to elect Vanderkamp, and for his first 100 days, essentially, things seemed more or less fine. We were hearing a lot of good reports coming out of the office that the culture inside the agency had changed. But then it came out in the last couple of weeks. A report was dropped by the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office that showed evidence that Vanderkamp had lied on the stand in three separate occasions, at the very least they know of right now. And what he lied about was specifically where he got his degrees. He didn't lie about having those degrees or the majors that he majored in, but the institutions, the district attorney's office verified that he was never enrolled in either USC or the University of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And so this comes out, this additional information comes out a couple of weeks ago. You know, so I guess first question is, what did the sheriff say about that?
Yeah, it gets a little sticky here because, for lack of a better term, there's a web of lies going on here.
Hmm.
When I first spoke with the sheriff on the 11th about his being put on the Brady list by the district attorney's office, he said that he was not aware of the situation, and he speculated that it was likely related to the La Mesa scandal.
Hmm. Well, let me back up. Let me just for our audience to know, what is the Brady list again?
Yeah, the Brady list is essentially a list that is kept by district attorney's offices. Our district attorney's office, essentially everyone has this list.
Okay.
And it's a list of officers that they know to be dishonest and are barred from giving witness testimony on the stand because of evidence of their dishonesty.
Interesting. Okay. And so he was placed on this list.
Yes, he was placed on this list. He was placed on tier one.
Okay.
There are two tiers to our Brady list, and there are currently eight officers on that, including Vanderkamp now.
Okay. Okay. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so he's on this list. You talk to him about this new reporting about being dishonest about where he obtained his degrees. And he said to you, oh, I thought it was just about what happened 30 years ago in La Mesa.
That is what he told me. And this was a quick email exchange that he and I had on the 11th. At that point, the district attorney's office's findings hadn't gone public. That happened the following Monday. But when that went public, although the public became aware that he was placed on the Brady list on the 14th.
Okay.
The details of why that decision was made were not released until the 18th. And when the district attorney's report came out on the 18th, it became abundantly clear that our district attorney, Steve Gunnels, had personally met with Vanderkamp's attorney to talk about this situation in hopes of getting the issue resolved quickly. But no information from either Vanderkamp or his attorney verifying his educational history was forthcoming. So the district attorney's office proceeded with getting its own verification. So that's the first little sticky bit that's going on there is okay. That he was saying that he was unaware of the situation when the report clearly shows that he was.
Okay. Okay. And so where are we now? I mean, I know you tried to get comment from him. Since that time when you had your email exchange with him, has the sheriff provided more insight into his interesting comments about education?
We have had several conversations since then. The initial conversation after the report dropped, Sheriff Vanderkamp said that he had submitted the CV. So essentially how this happened on the stand was that Vanderkamp submitted a CV, which is all of his employment history, his work credentials, all of that to Oregon State Police. And then that CV is then used to verify his academic credentials on the stand when he's testifying.
Okay. Okay.
So what he told me was that he had submitted for that CV to be created through a website called Fiverr. It's a gig website where you can have somebody create your CV and format it all nicely. He said the person on Fiverr made a mistake and that he admits that he did make an error by reading that aloud on the stand. I've since pressed him in other conversations about the believability of that statement. And he added later that at the time in 2013, when the first transcript shows that he did lie on the stand, at the time he was working graveyard shifts and he was chronically exhausted and he did make a mistake, but he attributed it primarily to that exhaustion.
Okay. Let me quickly reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking with Morgan Owen. She is the crime and public safety reporter for the Bend Bulletin. So if I'm hearing you right, you have a sheriff in Deschutes County that has been placed on this list, which is created by the district attorney, which says he's not believable. He's seemingly going to great lengths to try and justify his lying on the stand. My follow-up question is regard to this. I mean, what are you hearing from the public? He was elected, as you said at the beginning, seemingly his first few months in office seemed to be going pretty well, and perhaps even he was popular. What are you hearing from both official sources as well as just people in general in Bend about this?
I think it's really hard to know what people are thinking without official polling, because this is a really developing situation. And I think the thing that is important to reiterate is that when he was elected by voters, which was 60% of voters voted for him, when he was elected, they already knew that he had a history of dishonesty through La Mesa. So voters were willing to overlook that. Now, I can't speak to whether everybody feels like this subsequent lie or any lies that have maybe come out since then, whether or not that creates a pattern of dishonesty whether they are willing to look past that and acknowledge the positive changes that Vanderkamp says he is bringing to Deschutes County and for employees inside the sheriff's office.
Okay. Okay. Has there been a start to a group perhaps in Deschutes County who wants to recall him, or is there an effort to try and remove him, understanding that it's very hard to remove a sheriff?
Mm-hmm. I think with all scandals, the opinion that he should step down is certainly circulated. I think what's interesting is that the satire website DCSO Follies, which was also a really prominent part of the campaign, that website was openly critical of Nelson's administration and was very supportive of Vanderkamp while he was running. That was one of the first places where I saw that there was a call for him to resign. And that website has largely been silent since Vanderkamp took office on January 1st. And I think it's really interesting that they broke their silence on this point.
I'm wondering this too. Let's say the sheriff survives this scandal and, you know, continues to be the sheriff for Deschutes County. Let's say there's a case that requires his testimony. So he's on this Brady list. You know, what happens when a sheriff on this list gets in front of, you know, a court of law and says A or B or whatever? Can any, you know, defense attorney say, well, this guy's obviously lying. Look, he's on the Brady list. How does it go from here once you're a very important law enforcement official? When you're on this list, you know, can you get off of it? How does it sort of work going forward?
Yeah, you really can't get off this list. Once evidence has been found that you are untruthful, I really think that it is generally the position of the district attorney's office from both sides of litigation that he's just not a source that you can put on the stand and be trusted. And the Brady list in effect is a prohibition of him taking the stand again in Deschutes County. So if there were a case that required his testimony, he simply would not be able to get up on the stand.
Wow. Wow. Fascinating. Well, I know you're going to be continuing to follow this because it certainly is a story with many moving parts. Morgan Owen, the crime and public safety reporter, does a great job at the Bend Bulletin. Thank you so much for coming on and explaining this interesting, interesting story.
Yeah, there was just one other thing I wanted to say.
Please.
And when you asked whether he was popular, I think it's really important to note that whether he's popular with the public, through investigations that the Bulletin has done recently, we know that he's very popular with employees inside the office. And we've heard a lot from different officers in different departments that there has been a lot of positive change that is going on internally. We have also heard anonymously that there are people who would like to say critical things about the sheriff, but are still worried about the fear of retaliation. And I think a lot of that speaks to the entrenched toxicity that has plagued the office for over a decade. And I really can't blame people for being scared about the situation. And I really can't blame voters if they want to reassess their trust in the sheriff.
Yeah. Morgan, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Let's check in on the latest with OPB reporter Emily Cureton Cook about embattled sheriff Kent Vanderkamp. Emily Cureton Cook, reporter with OPB, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. I know you've been doing some major reporting about this very concerning story out of Deschutes County about Sheriff Kent Vanderkamp and really falsehoods and misrepresentations that he has made. What are officials saying about those falsehoods and misrepresentations from Sheriff Vanderkamp?
Well, six ways Deschutes County Sheriff Kent Vanderkamp was dishonest could actually be the subtitle of a draft state investigation that was sent to him last week. The sheriff got a copy of a state agency's case against him April 14th in an email. And OPB, we got the document through a public records request. It was authored by staff with the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, better known as DPSST. And agency staff there found, quote, Vanderkamp's dishonesty under oath discredits the law enforcement profession, end quote. It also found he harmed the public's trust by intentionally falsifying documents. And DPSST officials listed six ways Vanderkamp's falsehoods have snowballed over the last 20 years or so.
Can you give us some specific examples?
Well, DPSST found he repeatedly lied about being fired from La Mesa, California's police department in 1997 before he moved to Oregon. And DPSST's case also includes the findings of this separate investigation released this month by the Deschutes County District's Attorney's Office. The county's top prosecutor, his name is Steve Gunnels, found Vanderkamp claimed under oath to have received degrees from universities that he never attended. That's according to the DA. And here's some tape from a 2013 criminal trial. It's of Vanderkamp testifying under oath as an expert witness.
In 1995, I graduated University of Southern California with a degree in business management. In 1997, I graduated from University of Arizona with a master's degree in business management.
That's just not true, according to a five-month-long investigation by the DA. It found that around 2017, Vanderkamp stopped falsely claiming under oath that he went to those schools, and he listed different schools in the voter pamphlet last year. As a result of all of this, DA Gunnels deemed the sheriff too untrustworthy to testify, and he took the unusual step of placing him on what's known in legal circles as a Brady list. Being on that list severely undermines a law enforcement officer's credibility. And taken all together, DPSST's draft report states the sheriff's conduct violates moral fitness standards for police officers in Oregon.
Huh. Can you, for our audience, kind of explain what the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training is and what they're considering regarding the sheriff?
DPSST oversees standards for police officers in Oregon and certifies them. Those certifications aren't like licenses that say, yes, you can be a police officer, but they are a testament to an officer's qualifications when local agencies or state agencies hire them. DPSST also reviews serious accusations of ethical misconduct by police officers. And the agency's Police Policy Committee is planning to review the draft report about Vanderkamp and any response the sheriff provides to it at its next meeting, May 22nd. It's considering revoking his certifications. That could be a big deal because Oregon state law requires a person holding the office of sheriff to be certified as a police officer within 1 year of taking office.
And I know you've had several conversations with the sheriff. Tell our audience, you know, what he's told you about his actions and sort of what are his plans going forward.
Well, he has been hard to pin down the last couple of weeks. He's declined many interview requests from OPB through a spokesperson, though he did personally call me back once last week to say he would not be answering questions yet. And he said at the time that he does not intend to resign yet. Before OPB got a copy of the draft DPSST report this week with its long timeline of allegations about his lying and falsehoods, Vanderkamp put out a statement that he was, quote, disappointed, end quote, with the DA's findings, and he said that they aren't accurate.
Let me quickly reintroduce you to our audience. We're talking with Emily Curitan-Cook, a reporter with OPB, talking about this story of the Deschutes County Sheriff. I know that law enforcement officers have unions. What is the local union been saying about the sheriff?
Well, important context here is that the Deschutes County Sheriff's Employee Association backed Vanderkamp before he was elected to a first term last year, following a series of lawsuits by employees and former employees under the watch of the former sheriff, Shane Nelson. Many deputies and others at this sheriff's office had hoped Vanderkamp could professionalize the agency and usher in a new era of better will and frankly, less lawsuits. I spoke with Union President Danny Graham, who's a sergeant at the sheriff's office. He told me right now the union is holding back on comment until its members plan to meet again May 7th, but that he's also sure there's some upset people in the ranks who will want to discuss the sheriff.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, people inside the sheriff's office, you know, what have they been saying? What have you been able to find out about the mood inside the office?
Well, Graham said that speaking personally as a longtime law enforcement officer, he both trusts the DA and has been a friend of the sheriff's. He said he was saddened by this whole ordeal, and he told me he put a lot of confidence and trust in Vanderkamp and that he doesn't want to lose that. Sergeant Graham also said he feels the agency is heading in a good direction right now. It's so important to remember, Vanderkamp was elected on promises of reforming this agency that's been marred by personnel scandals, all these lawsuits by staff, and accusations of overspending under the previous administration for much of the last decade. And Vanderkamp promised change. He was formerly a sergeant. He led the county's drug enforcement team. He also runs a mortgage lending company, and he said he could use his business experience to rein in spending. This week, Vanderkamp told Central Oregon Daily he's going to make a decision on resigning within 90 days, and that's because he hopes to keep working on his goals for the agency.
Now, I know he's also gone after OPB, they tried to silence the reporting. Talk about that.
Well, during the 2024 election cycle, Vanderkamp took OPB, this reporter, me, and Deschutes County to court to try and seal records about his past law enforcement experience in La Mesa. That did not work. And I should note here, OPB continues to have active litigation over legal fees associated with Vanderkamp's lawsuit.
Okay. Probably my last question for you is sort of, what happens next with this whole situation?
The DPSST process could go a few ways next month. If officials move to revoke Vanderkamp certifications, the sheriff will have the option to appeal and request a hearing. And during that appeals process, his certifications are still valid and under review until a final order is issued. If Vanderkamp resigns, the Deschutes County Board of Commissioners would appoint an interim sheriff. In that case, the county clerk told me the next opportunity voters will get to permanently select a replacement would be the 2026 election cycle. And if Vanderkamp doesn't resign, he could be vulnerable to a recall effort starting in July after he served 6 months in office.
Emily Curitan Cook, a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting and following this incredible story, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
You're very welcome, Michael.
That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Tomorrow on the show, you'll hear from the Vice Provost of the University of Oregon about what leadership is doing to protect international students from the Trump administration. I'm Michael Dunn, and this has been Oregon on the Record from KLCC. Thanks for listening.